CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJ8 in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either in the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS. For Sunday the 24th of April 2022, here are the main headlines. Two new GB2RS broadcasts, take part in SOS Radio Week, VMARS Nets. The RSGB GB2RS news service is delighted to announce two new broadcasts on Sundays. With a nod to how it all started in 1955, we've introduced a transmission using amplitude modulation. This takes place in the 80-metre band on 3650 kHz at 8 a.m. UK time from the station of G4JBD in Bedfordshire. The intended coverage is the Midlands and the southeast of England, but it may be heard more widely when propagation is favourable. For those in the southwest Glasgow area who are busy on Sunday mornings, we're now offering an evening broadcast on 2 metres, delivered by 2M0GUI on 145.525 megs FM. The transmission is at 6:30 p.m. UK time. Every year, thousands of people get into difficulties around our coast. Thousands of unpaid volunteers swing into action to save and rescue them. SOS Radio Week celebrates the work of these selfless volunteers. Amateur radio stations get on the air to raise awareness of the invaluable work of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution. National Coast Watch Institution and many independent lifeboat and rescue organisations around our coasts. Activity starts at 000 UTC on the 1st of May and concludes at 2359 UTC on the 31st. Participants are encouraged to become an official registered station and make as many contacts as possible, mentioning the reason for the event during the contact. For further information, visit sosradioweek.org.uk. The Vintage Military Amateur Radio Society will be displaying at the Blackpool Rally today. They have regular nets on 3.615 kHz at 8:30 a.m. on Saturdays using AM and at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays using USB to facilitate the use of ex-military equipment. On Fridays, the frequency remains as 3.615 kHz at 7:30 p.m. using lower sideband, more at www.vmars.org. As part of the forthcoming Jubilee celebrations, the RSGB has announced further details of its GB70 special event station activities. The 7SES call signs will be active across the Jubilee weekend, from the 2nd to the 5th of June, on multiple bands and modes by various clubs. After that weekend, the special call signs will be available for activation by RSGB-affiliated clubs or individual RSGB members until the 28th of June. Each call sign has a volunteer coordinator responsible for allocating operating slots in a published schedule. They will also collect the log files from those who have been activating the calls. For further information, see the GB70 page in the RSGB Jubilee web section of the rsgb.org pages. Provisional results for the 2021 IARU Region 1 Marconi Memorial VHF contest are available. A total of 762 logs from 27 different countries in Region 1 were received. You can read the provisional results at iaru-rfigure1.org. This week's CDXC convention will take place on Saturday the 7th of May at the Link Hotel Loughborough. The AGM will take place on the same day, but for those who can't attend, online voting will be available a few days before and instructions will be sent out nearer the time. An interesting list of speakers has been arranged and can be found at cdxc.org.uk. Now for details of rallies and events, please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom at rsgb.org.uk. We publicise your event in radcom on GB2RS and online. The Cambridge Repeater Group Rally takes place today the 24th. The venue is Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton. That's in Cambridge, CB226RN. Doors open 9:30, admission £3. There'll be a talk-in radio, trade stands, car boot area and a bring and buy. catering available on site. More at cambridgerepeaters.net. Also today, the 24th, the Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Exhibition, also known as the Blackpool Rally. It'll be held at the Norbreck Castle Exhibition Centre, Blackpool, Fox Yankee 2 9 Alpha Alpha. More details from NARSA, NARSA.org.uk. The Andover Radio Club Spring Boot Sale is due to take place today, the 24th, at Windhern Village Hall, SP110JE. It's open at 10 a.m. and is organised by the Andover Radio Amateur Club. Details arac.org.uk. Next Sunday, the Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre Radio Amateur Rally will be at Thorpe Camp Tattersall in Thorpe, Lincolnshire. It's open to the public at 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. An entry is £4, with under 12s free. There'll be hot and cold food on site and car parking inside the grounds. Contact Anthony 07956 654481. Now for DX News, Thierry F6EUK will be active as TM8C from Brehat Island, EU074, until the 30th of April. He operates SSBCWFT8 mostly on 40, 30 and 20 metre bands, QSL via F6EUK, either direct or bureau, and logbook of the world. Lubo OM5ZW will be active holiday style as 3 Bravo 8 stroke call sign from Mauritius, AF049, from the 29th of April to the 6th of May. He'll operate CWSSB Ritian FT8 on the 10 to 80 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World and Club Logs OQRS. John W5JON will be active as V47JA from St Kitts, NA104, until the 28th of April. He'll operate SSB and FT8 on the 6 to 160 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct only on W52, that is, direct only to W5JON. Now for special event news, Flight Refueling ARS will be operating from the club station using GB2FRA, celebrating club's 40th anniversary. Celebrating the Society's centenary year, QSL via EQSL. Now the contest news, the SPDX RITI contest runs for 24 hours, ending at 1200 UTC today the 24th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number with Polish stations, also sending their region code. Running until 21:30 UTC on the 24th, the first MGM contest uses the 50 and 144 megs bands. The exchange is your report and a four-character locator. Today, the 24th, the Bartag Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using 75 board RITI on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is the serial number. On Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 gigs and up bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday sees the UK EI Contest Club 80 metre CW contest running from 1900 to 2000 UTC CW only. The exchange is your six character locator. On Thursday it's the RITI and PSK 63 leg of the 80 metre club championships running between 1900 and 2030 UTC. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Next weekend the UK EI Contest Club DX contest runs from 1200 UTC on the 30th of April to 1200 UTC on Sunday the 1st of May, using CW only 3.5 to 28 megs bands. Where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Note that EI and GI stations also send their district code. Next Sunday, the 1st of May, the UK 6-metre group summer marathon starts. It runs until the 2nd of August. Using all modes on the 50 megs bands, the exchange is your four-character locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last week was characterised by solar flares, lots of them. There were numerous strong flares, although the majority occurred in the early hours and so didn't affect the ionosphere over Europe. Solar flare events can cause short-lived radio blackouts as the energetic photons penetrate deep into the D layer. solar activity during the past 30 days has increased drastically, with 5 of the top 10 strongest flares of cycle 25 detected during this period alone. We've also had very strong sunspot activity, and the solar flux index peaked at 160 on Thursday the 21st. The current crop of the 4 sunspot groups probably means we can expect the SFI to stay high until at least early into next week. NOAA predicts the SFI will stay above 130, but we might get even higher figures for a time. It also predicts a maximum KP index of 2 next week, although that could easily rise if we get hit by matter from any incoming CMEs, which are getting more prevalent as the cycle continues. The good news is that, at the time of writing, it didn't look as though we would get any coronal hole activity. There have been numerous reports of good conditions on the higher band, 21, 24 and 28 megs, including openings to TX5N on the Austral Islands. Braco 8Q7DX, who is on holiday in the Maldives, has also been worked. There have also been some signs of early sporadic E with very loud openings to Spain on 10 metres. So, if the SFI stays this high and we don't get many geomagnetic disturbances, it could be a good week for HF. Now for VHF and up, we have a classic spring start to things. They write with low pressure over the near continent, aided by the increasing warmth of the spring sunshine, whilst colder regions to the north become home to high pressure near Iceland. Between the two, we will have a strong and cold feeling east to north easterly wind over the UK, not really the setup required for tropo, since the strong winds and turbulence destroy any temperature inversion. The changes come along after this weekend as the low weakens and a ridge of high pressure extends south across the country with much lighter winds and a chance of tropo, especially overnight. It is possible that isolated showers may offer a little rain scatter, but it's not very probable. It would be better to consider possible aurora and meteor scatter as your exotic modes. In this closing part of April, the best is within reach, since sporadic E is a serious possibility on 10 metres and perhaps 6 metres. Use the beacons and clusters to guide you, but if you start to adjust to your summer operating rule of checking for E's mid-morning and late afternoon or early evening, then E's QSOs will come soon. The winter minimum of meteor show activity is at an end, with sporadic meteor rates increasing towards their usual maximum in late summer. The Lyrid shower has passed the peak, but continues to be active until the 30th. Moon declination starts the week negative with low peak moon elevations and short visibility windows, but turns positive again on Thursday. Path losses are on the increase again as we're past perigee. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week except Saturday afternoon, when the sun and moon are close to the sky for the 5 hours leading up to moonset at approximately 1900 UTC. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me too. Until next week.